K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
And this is Mark.
Mark, what's up?
What's happening, Mark?
Well, I'm trying to figure out why this girl won't go on another date with me.
Okay. I might have an idea, but no. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What happened?
That was mean.
I know.
I work at the Kroger in Springfield, and I was helping out this one customer. I thought she was really pretty. She was asking me where she could get some health food stuff, and we got to talking, and I don't know, I just asked her right there if she wanted to maybe hang out. So we ended up going over to the Splash Zone, and things didn't really, go too well over there. Well, she kind of just wanted to go home. We were supposed to go to Red Lobster, but she just wanted to leave, and I don't know why. I thought things were going all right, but I don't know.
So have you tried to call her?
Oh. 10 times.
She
hasn't picked up.
Okay. You got to count on it.
This is a mystery on our hands, Mark. Mark?
I don't know.
Hello? Okay, man. Well, did he say her name? What's her name? What's her name, dude?
Maggie.
All right. Just hang in there for a second, man. We're going to put you on hold for a second. We're going to get Maggie's phone number, and we'll call her and find out what's up, okay?
All right.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Hey, Mark, what do you do at Kroger?
I work at Kroger.
Yeah.
Right. What do you do?
What do you do there?
Oh, I ring the people up.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I have to put stuff on the shelves, and that's where I met Maggie.
Oh, okay.
Okay, out working the aisles.
You handle money.
Sometimes, yeah. I make sure they buy the stuff.
Okay.
All right, Mark. Hold on a second. We're going to finish dialing Maggie's number here. Be real quiet, okay?
All right.
Don't say anything.
Hello?
Hey there, looking for Maggie. Is she around?
Yeah.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. We're real good. Hey, we just need a few seconds, maybe a few minutes.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, we had the pleasure of speaking with somebody that you met, so we're calling you because he asked for our assistance.
Okay.
We understand you like to do a little Krogering.
Does Mark ring a bell?
Tell me you're not calling. Oh, no.
Yeah. Mark called us. He said he met you while he was working and asked you out for a little bit. He said you just wanted to go home. He said he's called you about 10 times and hadn't heard nothing.
Oh, yes, he has. It's been more like 15, but, okay. You have to hear this story.
Okay.
All right, so
please share.
I'm grocery shopping, and I asked this guy for help, and he seemed nice enough, and he asked me out in Kroger. And I'm trying to do this thing in my life where I'm, keeping myself open to choices. So
okay.
I, for some reason, say yes. So I said yes. I give him my number. I tell him, let me know when you want to go out. Cool, whatever. He decides that I need to bring my bathing suit on the first date.
Your bathing suit? Okay.
All right.
On the first date, it's so awkward a night. I was just going with it. We ended up going to Splash Zone.
Yeah.
It was full of kids. It was so crowded. It was the worst possible setting for a first date I could even imagine.
Okay.
And then his swimsuit had metal buttons on it, and it's against the rules there, so then we had to leave. We got kicked out because we couldn't go on any of the rides.
You got kicked out of a water park.
I know, right?
Wow.
Stellar first date. And he starts to get really angry, really, really mad. And then we get into the car, and he starts yelling, not at me, just to himself, and then hitting the steering wheel over and over and over again and being really violent. And it was a little bit of a long car ride home, and I was I was scared.
I could see that.
Wow, yeah, yeah.
And so before we can get to Red Lobster, where he's taking me for dinner, I ask him, I'm not feeling very well. Can you reschedule the dinner part of the date? I just kind of need to go home and take a nap. I think I got a little sunburn, whatever. And I go home, and then the next day, he calls and calls and calls. Like, and he still won't stop calling me. And I don't know what to do.
That's so weird because he seems so chill.
Yeah, he seemed very chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Hello?
Well, there's his grand entrance.
Yep, that's Mark there.
Hello.
Maggie.
Oh, no.
Maggie. Why won't you pick up the phone when I called you? I thought everything was cool. Hello?
No. It wasn't.
Can you hear?
It wasn't cool at all when you, like, freaked out in the car. Why would you?
What do you mean freak out? I didn't freak out. What do you even mean freak out? I didn't freak out at all. What are you talking about?
She said you were mad at the splash zone.
Beating up your steering wheel?
I don't even understand why you didn't pick up the phone. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. It was so stupid that they threw me out for no stupid reason. Why? What's wrong with those stupid buttons on my that's a $60 swimsuit.
Well,
so
congratulations,
stupid.
But I really honestly don't want anything to do with you. Like, I'm going to have to start buying my groceries someplace else now.
Oh, no.
What? Come on. That's ridiculous. All I wanted to do is go to Red Lobster. That's all I wanted to do. Don't you like cheddar biscuits?
Red Lobster? Honestly, seriously, that's where you wanted to take me on a first date.
No.
Super classy.
Don't you? Yeah, what's wrong with Red Lobster? I love Red Lobster. My sister works there.
You know what, Mark? I don't get it.
I am not. Maggie, I don't understand why. You just can't go on another date with me. What? What? Oh, you think you're too good for me? Well, you think you're too good for Red Lobster? You think you're too good for Splash Zone?
Wow.
Why? Because I have metal buttons on my bathing suit? Hey, that's ridiculous. It's just stupid. I don't what you think. I really don't.
Right. So this is exactly why we are not going on a second date, ever. In fact, I delete my number. Please.
Yeah, well,
I don't
good.
Ever want to
good.
Hear
good. Good. I don't want to see you anymore anyway.
Hey, Fry, you know what? Maybe, yeah. It's kind of obvious. You. Yeah,
wow,
kind of
yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. All right, man. Just breathe a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Stupid.
Maggie, you all right?
Yeah.
No.
Yep, I'm fine.
Well, thank you for your time, Maggie.
Yeah,
we're just going to kind of let this one go here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so go shopping somewhere else, Maggie, I think, okay?
Will do.
Different Kroger.
If anybody wants to go to Red Lobster, I work at Kroger.